If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello! Welcome to Relax the Podcast.
Hi.
I'm Colleen Ballinger.
I'm Eric Flynn Stockland.
And I'm really excited for today's episode.
It's kind of weird that middle name is our kid's name.
That is kind of weird, huh? When you just said it, I was like, that's Flynn's name.
Right. Yeah. It's weird. It's also my father's middle name.
I know. It was passed down many generations.
So it makes sense. And I like it as his name. But for me to say my full name, it seems like I don't know.
Taking his name.
You're right. Yeah. It's strange.
Yeah, it is very.
I think I took his name as my
name. Yeah. It seems that way now. But I'm excited today, lovey. About this episode.
Oh, fun.
Because it's like our hangout time.
Yeah.
Like it always has been, but like now it's really our hangout time because
it's really the only time.
It really is because it used to be like at night after Flynn would go to bed, we'd get to like kind of hang out for a couple hours before we went to bed. And now that's gone too.
Nobody goes to bed. That's not even a concept.
Yeah, not really. Let's go just get started. I'm excited.
Okay.
Do you want me to go first with who needs to relax?
Sure. That'd be great.
Or do you want to go first?
I don't mind. Whichever you want.
I can go first.
Okay.
Who needs to relax today? For me.
Those are some weird chicken tenders. I don't even, did they say that was chicken? You had ordered food right before we did this.
It was schnitzel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was schnitzel.
It was a weird schnitzel.
It was not good. I'm so sick of all the food that we can get delivered to our house around here because we still aren't really going to restaurants. And so we still get as much delivered as we can to our house. There's one hair on your mic that's driving me crazy. Oh my God, it's still there. Get off.
There's several hairs on my mic.
Lately, I've been trying to find new restaurants. So I keep ordering from new places and they've all been a bust.
Yeah, that's the thing about expanding your horizons.
Yeah, anyway.
Sometimes a bust.
Do you know who needs to relax for me today?
I'm pretty sure you're going to say me.
Yes.
Okay.
Because last week, guys, I did a live stream event, a fundraiser with a friend of mine, Seth Rudetsky. He's a genius. And he does this live stream called Stars in the House. He's been doing it throughout the entire the last 2 years.
Yeah, you've done a couple of these fundraisers throughout the pandemic.
And this one was like a whole day long event. Where
I think they did it for 12 hours live.
Yeah, something like that. A bajillion hours. Raising money for Ukraine, which is so awesome. And he asked me to be a part of it.
Said, of course.
And so I said, of course. He was like, he requested that I do Think of Me, which is a sword through neck magic trick. Uh-huh. And I've been doing this magic trick for 10 years. And basically the gag is, in case you don't know what it is, there's a magic trick where a sword goes through my neck and I'm singing a song. And every time the sword goes through my neck, my voice changes. So I go from singing like Miranda to singing more operatically every time the sword's in my neck.
Singing beautifully like you.
It's a little It's a little joke. It's a little silly ha-ha moment with the sword. That's the bit, guys. So Seth knows this bit because he used to play piano for some of my Miranda gigs way back in the day.
So awesome.
And so he's seen me do it. He knows of it. Mm-hmm. And he requested it. And so I said, of course I'll do it. And so I was like, Eric, you got to do this with me, because he always does sword through neck in my live shows.
Yeah. I mean, since Haters Back Off, mm-hmm. and you invited me to live shows, you were like, there's this thing I do in my live shows,
right,
that is sword through neck. Will you do it with me as Patrick? And so I've done it with you on stage, right, 100 times, including in your Netflix special.
Right. So I am related to an actual incredible magician, my brother, and a biggest, you know, with a magician, I've always known since birth, you do not give away any secrets to magic tricks. So I'm not going to give away how this magic trick works.
You literally didn't. Oh, okay.
We're
no,
not
going to
say anything about how it works. I'm just going to say that, like, it looks like the sword is going through my neck during this song. It doesn't actually go through my neck.
It doesn't?
Right. So, but it looks like it does. All right. So I'm not going to say how it works. However, Eric needs to relax this week.
How do you tell this story?
I'm going to tell it. It's a way to tell it. Eric needs to relax this week, because in the middle of this performance, this live stream, this 30-second song, like, it's very short.
Very short.
There's just a few times where the sword goes in and out of my neck.
Three times.
Three times. Eric, the first time, with gusto, shoves the sword
violently,
actually into my neck.
Yeah.
So the magic trick, I'm not going to tell you how it works, but it doesn't actually go through my neck. But it can.
Let me, I'm going to help you set the scene a little bit. Like,
I want you to set the scene, but let me just explain a little bit. So in my decade of doing this trick, there's been only one other time. I said it's never happened, but it has happened one other time, where someone has actually stabbed my skin, like, uh-huh, with the sword.
Only once, huh?
Only in one other
never
time.
Never me.
Never you until.
Never done it.
And never until this live stream. And so I literally scream, you are stabbing me. You are actually stabbing me. He couldn't figure out why the sword was not going through.
It was because of your neck.
It was because my neck was in the way. And so then he quickly pulled the sword out, and then he tried to put it in the magical way.
Uh-huh.
And it got stuck and he couldn't get it through. And we were both laughing so hard. It was just a complete disaster. And it was very funny. We were both laughing very hard. But you stabbed me in the neck. So Eric needs to relax. And now Eric needs to defend himself.
So this was my Saturday evening. We had just driven back from Santa Barbara with two twin newborn children.
I don't know that
toddler.
We can call them newborns anymore, love.
And it was, the whole day was complete chaos. And you had asked me the night before, or the day of,
that
if I'd be willing to do this. And I said, of course, yeah, I remember how to do that. Thinking that we'd like rehearse it a couple times. We'd have time.
That was the plan.
15 minutes before we go, this is a live stream.
Ongoing.
Maisie's awake. Wesley has a blowout, so much so that the clothes that he's wearing,
covered in
poop to the neck. And Flynn has sprained his knee on a trampoline right in the 15 minutes right before we're supposed to both be live on this thing. It's complete chaos.
Everyone's crying.
Everyone's crying.
There's poop everywhere. And then
we have someone watching, all three of them, and we run upstairs, literally have 10 minutes to get ready. You log onto this live stream, get ready. And like, you don't even, like, all of a sudden you hear your name and you're like, oh, frantically, like, hitting the camera on, dressed as Miranda. And we are live on this live stream with Seth, his co-host, Melissa Gilbert,
yeah, mm-hmm,
from Little House on the Prairie, mm-hmm, and Broadway legend Betty Buckley. Mm-hmm. We're all on the same screen. And he says, Miranda's going to perform this song.
Betty Buckley wasn't there yet, but
there is a way, not giving the trick away, that you have put this thing on.
Mm-hmm.
The 100 times that I've done this with you in live shows and your Netflix special, there's a very specific way you put it on.
Right.
So I know, I'm not going to say, but like, I know where I want to stab.
Yes.
And I'm going to be careful about how to explain this, because I don't want you to get canceled by the magic community.
well, we're not going to reveal any secrets.
But the muscle memory being what it was.
You've done it 100 times.
And it was because a thing was reversed.
I put it on the wrong way.
So it was You could say it was my fault.
It was my fault.
But it wasn't my fault.
It was my fault.
And I all of a sudden know we're live. It happened very fast. And I'm just stabbing you in the neck. And once I realized I'd done that, I just broke.
Right.
And you broke. And then I panicked. It's panic. And then I've tried to correct it for the next stab. And it won't.
It won't work. It's not working.
It won't work. And like, then it's over. And I ran like the Dickens away.
Fell onto the couch in my office.
And just sat there laughing with tears streaming down my face as you had to continue an interview and
meeting and Betty Buckley.
And thank donations for this wonderful cause.
So anyway, it was my fault. And because I always buckle the neck chamber to the right, and I like buckled it on the opposite side of my neck. And that makes a difference.
So you don't even know because you always buckle it on the left and
right.
You had done it
and
on
that
the
makes
right.
a difference for when Eric stabs me.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't know that I had buckled it on the wrong side or that it would make a difference. And I didn't think about that either
until I
got stabbed in the neck.
Until I was stabbing you. And I didn't even know I was stabbing you until you looked at me and said, "You are stabbing me. We are live."
I didn't say that, but yeah, I was like, "You're just stabbing me."
And
now.
It kind of was the most fun.
It was really funny.
Doing that bit with you that I've ever had as many times as we've done that. That was the most.
It made me laugh. It made me excited for tour. That's for sure.
Yeah. You should be really excited for tour.
I am very
excited. When is your tour? Where are you going?
It starts in less than a month. Uh-huh. I'm going to San Francisco and to Sacramento.
Hey, San Francisco,
April.
Sacramento. You hear that?
And I'm going lots of fun places.
Where can they get their tickets?
MirandaSings.com. And then the month after that, I'm going to New York and Pennsylvania or something. Or New Jersey. I don't remember. And Toronto, Canada. Well, I'm going lots of places. Well, go to MirandaSings.com.
You can plug that in a later episode of this.
Right.
We should talk about, we should thank our first. But when we get back, we'll do my relax. And my relax this week, it's going to be you. And I may have put it to music.
So I'm we so have that excited. To look forward to. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, for our first sponsor is, of course, Everly Well. Thank you so much, Everly Well, for sponsoring this podcast. We're so excited. You are amazing. Now's the time to set yourself up for a better and brighter year, guys. Everly Well can help you give yourself more clarity, confidence, and well-being with over 30 at-home lab tests. You guys know we love our at-home lab tests mm-hmm. here. You can find out lots of interesting information about yourself.
I did the men's health one, just general men's health.
And you're healthy.
Pretty good.
You're a pretty good healthy dude.
I need to be. I'm a father.
I know.
I had to check that out.
I was like kind of nervous to get the results back too. I was like, what's it going to say? And I know you're like a hypochondriac, so you were nervous too, but you're so healthy.
I love you. I believe in you. I don't think you could do this alone.
that was the darkest thing you've ever said. I never want to do it alone.
Well, thanks to Everly Well. Now you know you don't have to.
Everly Well at-home lab tests give you physician-reviewed results and personalized insights so you can take action on your health and wellness, all at an affordable and transparent cost. With over 30 tests, you'll be able to choose the ones that make the most sense for you. Food sensitivity, metabolism, sleep, and stress. You need to do that one next. And thyroid.
I'm just going to say you're tired. Very stressed and tired.
And thyroid are just a few of many options. Here's how it works. Everly Well ships your at-home lab test straight to you with everything needed for a simple sample collection. Using the prepaid shipping label, mail your test back to a certified lab. In just days, your physician-reviewed results and actionable insights are sent to your device, and you can share the results with your primary care physician to help guide next steps. Over 1 million people have trusted Everly Well with their at-home lab testing. Guys, you should check it out. It's really cool. They have so many different options. If you've ever been curious about anything, like I think the food sensitivity one's the best. That's the one I did. Not the best. I mean, they're all wonderful. But to me, that was the one that was the most intriguing because I have so many stomach issues. I was like, what am I allergic to? What am I not? It's super helpful for your life and for your health and well-being.
I could have answered that question for you. It's stop ordering Taco Bell.
Oh, stop.
One in the morning.
It only said.
That's what it said on the paper.
It just said, you're allergic to Taco Bell.
It wasn't even like typed out. It was like written in hand.
No, I just have a bit of a dairy allergy. But it's not going to stop me from eating dairy. I like cookies too much. Anyway, for only $24.99 a month. month, the Everly Well Control memberships puts your health and wellness in your hands with proactive testing. Select one qualifying at-home lab test of your choice each month and enjoy membership benefits like exclusive offers, savings, and more. And for listeners of the show, Everly Well is offering a special discount of 20% off an at-home lab test at everlywell.com/relax. That's everlywell.com/relax for 20% off your at-home lab test. everlywell.com/relax. All right, lovey, what's your relax of the day?
So my relax has to do with you, love.
As per usual.
And I was sitting watching the twins as you were putting Flynn to sleep the other night. And so it hasn't been worked on a lot. Kind of workshopping it here live on the podcast, okay?
Okay.
Here's a story about a girl I know. Every couple of weeks, she tries to wash her clothes, but then they stay in the dryer forever.
That's true.
In or on top of the dryer forever. Where do clothes go when they dry? Is there a neatly folded pile in the sky? Or do they stay in the dryer forever? In or on top of the dryer forever? Where do socks go when they're done?
Well, that I don't know.
You gotta wash those sticky ones.
Oof.
I hope they stay together. In or on top of the dryer forever. There was a pile on the bathroom floor.
Well, that's not clean.
Of your nighttime yucky panty drawers.
Ew.
And I said, are you casual? Are you workwear? Are you a heavy load? Are you delicate? So delicate, I know. All these clothes, where do they go? I guess they stay on the dryer forever. In or on top of the dryer forever. Put your clothes away.
Oh my gosh. That was like, I never knew I could be so freaking attracted to you singing about my panties. My dirty, gross panties. They're on the floor.
It's a yucky, yucky pile. As Flynn would say, Dada, look, yuck.
Yeah. That's a really good song.
Yeah,
I love you so much.
You do laundry in a frenzy, but then you just leave it in the dryer.
I do leave it in the
dryer. And eventually I have to take it out of the dryer to dry my clothes. And so I put your clothes on top of the dryer where they stay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you use the dryer as like a dresser. And in your dresser is nothing.
I do.
It's hard though. It's hard to take. I think one of the worst things for a human to do is to take clothes out of the dryer and put them away.
And fold them and put them away. It takes so long.
I know.
To fold clothes and put them away. I don't have that kind of time. That's like 20 minutes.
When I lived in Hollywood, I used to have to go to a laundromat and do this.
It's horrible.
It's like multiple just pillowcases filled with clothes. When I worked in retail, I used to have to fold clothes like for a living with like a board.
Yeah.
And they had to be like in a neat pile and people would judge the piles.
No, that was no good.
Everything had to be lined up and stickers.
So much. Love. Terrible. That was so attractive. I'm so attracted to you right now.
Did you like that?
I really
loved
it.
You hadn't heard it before. That was literally the one and only time
I
heard it.
It was so good. The whole time I was like, oh my gosh, that's my husband?
Really?
Yeah, it was so good.
Nice.
I loved it.
That's nice.
And you were just making fun of me and I still was like, oh, I love him so much.
Yeah.
That was so
good. You're gross and sometimes, and in ways, lazy.
If there's, in ways, in everything.
No, not in everything, no.
I will say, if there's a type of relationship to be had, it's one where the quirks that annoy the partner just end up in song form? Like, I feel like that's the best version of a relationship you can have.
I don't
have.
Know that if people understand this about us, because I feel like they take us doing this as somehow like there's some animosity to it that's real, or like it's, yeah. But it really is like the things that annoy me about you are also like, they endear me, like right, you to same. Me more so. I love everything about you, even your...
Well, all the things like
your
that...
dirty panty pile.
The things like that about each other that we have, like, I feel like it doesn't actually bother us. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, our...
And I think it's funny when you make fun of me.
Yeah, same.
I like it.
I literally am more attracted to you that you just made fun of me. I really do. I love that about us. I think that's so funny that, like... We just make fun of each other for like the weird quirks and like you write songs about it. And I actually kind of wrote one about you, but I don't think it's ready to be played today. I could try, but it might be a mess.
Wait, what?
I just started.
Is
like,
that why your uke's
my
in
uke's
here?
Out because right before we started recording, before you came in here for like 15 minutes, I was plucking something on my uke. And I was like, oh, we should write this together to sing for the podcast. Cause I think
you're
it'd be
plucking?
Funny. I was plucking. I think it'd be a cute like back and forth song.
Okay.
So I feel like maybe I should wait and we could write it together. I don't know.
That sounds like a fun
a little
date.
Project. Or we could do it right now on the podcast. You can help me write a song. I don't know. Maybe it's a horrible idea.
But if you listen to this and you think that there's any real fighting happening or real teasing even.
No, it's
sorry, hater.
I think our like
we're good.
Teasing of each other and our like busting each other's balls. Sometimes people think comes across as like fighting or bickering or whatever. And it's not at all. Like we, like even when Eric, like you snore, you know that you snore sometimes.
I mean, I've never heard it,
but you do. And,
I know you have like voice memos of it that I refuse to listen to. So
I have never like, there's been times where you're snoring. And I'm not saying this, I'm only saying this to-
Is that what the song's about?
No. There are times where your snoring has kept me up most of the night. Okay. And
I'm so
which
sorry.
Is, no, which is fine. I've never been angry. I'm always like, oh, he's next to me. Like ever since like the first time you ever snored near me, I was like, oh, like, it's like a little reminder you're laying next to me. It's nice.
And I don't actually snore. Do we think I need one of those-
very much snores.
CPAPs?
No. I think maybe a nose strip could do some good.
I'll try one.
You'd be cute on you too.
You look like you're about to cry during that, which reminds me that we talked in our last episode about those products that actors use.
Yes.
Some of them to help them
cry,
tear up in a scene that I've never used.
Yeah.
Truly.
I have.
And you have. And I bought some.
Mm-hmm. I know you did. I'm so excited.
We're going to get to that.
We are going to get to that. I'm very, very excited about that.
So just a Breathe Right strip?
I think that would help you a lot.
So you think it's nasal? But, it's a nasal. It's not a mouth breather
sitch?
Can
I say, my love?
Do you have the memo on your phone?
I'm sure I have it somewhere. Do you want me to play you snoring?
Yeah.
Okay, I will. But I will say the nights where like you have a nightcap are worse than the nights that you don't.
Yeah, there is a correlation there.
Is there? There must be, but I don't know what
Much
that
like
means.
Much like my brother's sleep paralysis.
If you have a nightcap.
If I have a beverage.
It is much more prominent those evenings.
Yes.
Let me find it. I know there it would be like, I did a video of it. I wonder if I deleted it. It would be like, oh, wait, is this it? Oh, yeah.
You're just crickets. I've never heard this.
All right,
guys.
Because
when she told me she did, I refused to listen to it.
I've done it multiple times. This is just the most recent one I can find.
Okay.
I think it's a minute before the next one comes. But it's much louder in real life than you can hear on this. That's a light one. That was a light one. It was more. That one was not bad. I'm sure I have worse. I can find.
You recorded it. I wonder if there's any doctors listening who could diagnose.
It's just normal snoring.
Something off of.
It's just normal snoring. I don't think it's anything crazy. Do I snore? Have you ever noticed me snoring?
I've snored. I mean,
I'm just looking for more on my
phone. It's mostly like just farts from you.
I fart in my sleep. I'm sure that I do. I'm sure that I fart in my sleep.
Yeah, you farted and woken me up before.
Did you know that you snored before you met me? Before I told you you snored?
I've never heard myself snore. So
well, yeah,
I wasn't that aware of it. No,
your snores have woken you up before. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Your snores.
My sleep is probably worse for it. Right.
I don't know how that works. It sounds like you're sleeping great.
Well, I think like,
you do snore yourself awake sometimes. Like you have a really big, loud, like you'll get into a really crazy snores, like really intense and loud. Cause I only wake you up.
Are you worried about me? Does it sound like I'm like a wounded
animal?
There
was a couple times where I've been worried about you cause it was really loud, but usually I just kind of let you snore unless I'm trying to fall asleep or unless it wakes me up. And then I'll like rub your back or like, you know, rub your shoulder or rub your head and try to wake you up to get you move positions.
Choke me.
No, or poke your rib. Like you said, I did that one time. You said I was stabbing you in the rib for breathing. But
oh, was I breathing too loud? Yeah. Oh, was I breathing?
No, you said, oh, sorry, I was breathing or something like that. But yeah. Wait, didn't you? You said something to me the other night. And I don't know. You do a lot of weird things in the middle of the night in your sleep that are funny.
Okay.
I think you got mad at me for waking you up. I already talked about this.
Uh-huh.
Where I woke you up and you yelled at me for stabbing your rib.
About it last
okay,
time.
Then never mind. So anyway, you snore. That's uh-huh. all. Nothing very exciting to report there. Just that you snore. And I like it.
Just a neg.
I like your little, I like your little quirks that you snore, you know?
It seemed a little passive aggressive.
No, it wasn't. I swear it wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll wear that machine if you want.
I don't think you need it. I think that you only wear that if it's like a real issue.
I don't know how people sleep with that on.
Yeah. It seems intense. But yeah, anyway, maybe we should say thanks to our next sponsor. Cause I want to cry. I'm excited to cry.
Oh yeah, let's get the.
I'm actually not excited to cry with this version of crying because these menthol things that you blow into your eyes. Uh-huh. I said a little bit last week, but I did it for one scene in Haters Back Off because I was pretty good at being able to cry in Haters Back Off. But
well, I got a couple different kinds.
Yeah,
so we'll try them.
I can't even explain to you how painful they are.
Well, it's why I've been always. If I ever needed that, I just didn't ask for it because I had never practiced at home.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I was ever in a scene and I was like, I want to try that. Like I would never would because I wouldn't want to do it first time on set for all these people and then just be like, if not.
Yeah. The take that I
did you do it? Did you do it at home? Was it the first time you'd ever done it?
The first time we were late on time. We're on set. It was like the last scene of the day. We had limited time. It was a scene where I was sitting with, Bethany crying on my bed and Emily walks in and I was like, I'm very upset, like about something stupid. Gosh, I can't believe I wrote the show and I don't remember the exact scene. It's been years since I've seen it, but it was like a dumb reason why I was crying.
Was everybody in that scene crying? Did everybody?
No, it was just me. Oh. But it was like such a stupid reason why Miranda was crying. It was like really dumb. And I don't remember why. And I think Miranda
so there was
like,
no like emotional load up to
no, it.
It
was just like
no,
some
like,
stupid
arc.
Thing. And so,
yeah. End of the day, like throw it on there.
Yeah. And so, you know, so it was just like a funny, silly scene. And I wanted to have tears and I was like, I don't think I have time to like work myself up to tears for this. And the makeup woman was like, hey, I have fake tears. You want them? And I was like, oh yeah, that's easier than like sitting here for 20 seconds and trying to cry because we don't have any time left.
Yeah. And there's a producer there. If like, you don't know, yelling, we got to go. We got to go.
Yeah.
Hurry up. Like you're trying to get
yeah.
into these
so
emotional places.
She
worried about
blew
money.
This menthol into my eyes and we couldn't use that take because I couldn't open my eyes. And it actually made us waste more time than if I had just cried for real because I couldn't open my eyes for like a few minutes.
Well, let's do it.
Well, first let's say thanks to our next sponsor before we start crying on this podcast, which is of course one of our faves because it makes us smell delicious. Native.
I
really love Native, guys. Native is wonderful. When it comes to personal hygiene, who has time to read that long list of ingredients on the back of the bottle? Not me. Some ingredients, I can't even pronounce them. They're so long. If you're like me and you care about what goes on your body, then try Native personal care products. Every Native product is thoughtfully formulated to keep you feeling and smelling fresh all day long. You know what? The other day,
you were hugging
me? Yeah, I was hugging Eric and I was like, oh my God, you smell so good. Because he started a new Native deodorant. Which one was it?
I think it was like the lavender something.
I don't know.
I'm not lying. I don't know. I don't know what flavor it was. Flavor?
Scent.
Do you say flavor?
Scent or... Well, you got to find out which one it is.
Whatever scent it was.
It smelled so
I don't know. They sent us a few.
Good.
I can't remember which one it was that day. But like we were
it
hugging. And
so
normally
good.
Like, I know I stink.
You don't
but
stink.
But this time you were like,
well, no, but do you know why sometimes Eric stinks? Because Eric doesn't like putting on deodorant with weird ingredients. And so he only uses native.
And now I'm using it all the time. Yeah. He's a native.
So he used to have BO. No offense, but he did. It's just a natural, normal thing. It's fine.
Not like BO.
Ah, damn it.
He did sometimes. But not like crazy. It's just like if you hugged him, you could smell it.
Come on, love. Like a little funk. Not like chronic BO.
BO.
Stop it.
But it's okay.
What do you think you smell like?
Not good. No one's saying I smell good. We're talking about your armpits. Anyway, they smell delicious now. And the other day I was hugging him and he's just started trying a new one from Native.
Yeah.
And whatever it was mixed like with the smell of you, like the Eric smell mixed with that deodorant was like so... It was like masculine and like, oh my God, I loved it. I was like, I never want to stop hugging you. You smell so good. I'm serious. Like this is real. Mm. Anyway, if you still haven't tried Native deodorant, here's what you need to know. It's aluminum free, offers 24-hour odor protection. It's vegan and cruelty free. It's made with naturally derived ingredients and you can choose from over 10 scents. Don't sweat making that switch from antiperspirant to a deodorant. With thousands of 5-star reviews, Native will keep you feeling fresh all day long. This year, Native has something sweet in store for their customers with their new collaboration with Tiny Cupcake Bakery, baked by Melissa. You guys, those cupcakes are so freaking delicious. Have you ever had those? They're so good.
I think you've bought them. Yes. And they're great.
This limited edition collection is made up of fragrances like tie-dye vanilla cupcakes that are inspired by a signature cupcake for an indulgence in the shower and beyond. Yum. I'm going to want to eat your armpits if you wear that. The Native Baked by Melissa collection is made up of 4 scents and is available in deodorant, body wash, and shampoo and conditioner. So yeah, we love Native. You guys should check it out. Smell and feel fresh all day long with Native. Get 20% off your first order by going to nativedeo.com/Colleen or use promo code Colleen at checkout. That's nativedeo.com/Colleen or use promo code Colleen at checkout for 20% off your first order. Go check it out and smell delicious. All right. It's time to cry, guys.
If you know this podcast... Or if you know my wife,
Martz me, Sabi McGee.
She has no problem publicly
crying,
getting as
vulnerable.
I call it, I was gonna say wet.
Oh, geez, Louise, lovey.
That's what as an actor with like actor friends,
getting wet.
We call it. Did you get wet during that scene?
What?
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like, I know it doesn't sound good in this context, but like it was a funny joke.
That is gross. Well, not gross.
I had
this
scene I tried to get wet, but I couldn't, you know, like her.
I was so nervous when we wrote Haters Back Off. We wrote in these scenes where it was like Miranda crying. Yeah, it says like Miranda tears up or whatever.
Miranda's
crying in the closet, like our first scene that we shot together.
Yeah.
Oh, well, second scene, I guess. Miranda's crying in the closet and Patrick comes to console her. Like we wrote that and I remember being like, oh my God, I'm gonna have to cry in front of a camera. And yeah. I'd never done that. I was so nervous to do that.
I know I don't know that we've talked too much about this before. I don't think I'm not on the podcast because I don't think we've talked about it like to each other. But like when I first got the audition for Haters, they sent me a clip of Miranda, which I watched, and then the script. And I was like, I just thought it was genius. And I thought it was so great because it had so much heart. Like it was really funny. But the core of it were these characters and just to see that video of like Miranda, like where my bae's at or whatever, you know what I mean? And then seeing the script, like, yeah, like she's crying in a closet. I was kind of struck by that, like that it was for real a dramedy, like with heart. Like, was that the intention? I mean, obviously.
I mean, before we wrote it, I've said this before somewhere on the internet, I'm sure, but my vision for always I had in my mind before we wrote anything was I wanted it to start with Miranda at a computer with no views and she's clicking and hoping that she gets views, but she has no views, but she has her family and she has like, you know, she has her normal life, but she has no views and she has no fame. And then I wanted the show to end with her in the same seat in front of the same computer with it going viral. And she finally got what she wanted, but she lost everything else. Like I wanted that. And I didn't know what happened in
between. That's like the elevator pitch.
Wasn't the elevator pitch. I don't think that was even part of the pitch when we pitched the show, but I knew visually, I saw that in my head.
That's so great. And that's what happened.
Yeah. And so I love that, but I always had that in my head of like, that part. But I did want to show like the vulnerable side of Miranda, because on YouTube it was always like, you know, Slurpee baths and
right.
So I wanted to show like, I wanted to try to make an unlikable character have like, I wanted you to feel sorry for her even though she was awful.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because the base mode for Miranda is she's kind of awful, right?
She's awful. And and she's the reason she lost everything.
And it's hard in like viral 5-minute videos to show.
You can't. Yeah. One, that's, yeah. Especially back then, like no one wanted to see that. They wanted to see like weird challenges and collaborations like way back right. in the day of YouTube. So anyway, but I was scared I wouldn't be able to cry on camera and I was able to. And
you sure were. You're a very good actress, actor.
I don't know about that, but I was very surprised that I could, except for that one scene. Mm-hmm. I couldn't cry in it.
Well, I have some products here for you.
Okay, I'm scared.
So these are both called Tear Sticks. They're from two different companies. And I'm fascinated now that they're both... they're both fairly discreet looking. They look like lipsticks, right?
They do look like lipsticks.
Is this what a lipstick mm-hmm. looks like? So now I'm like, are people outside of the acting industry using these to manipulate
tears?
Their friends and family?
No.
You know, like if someone keeps this in their purse to be like,
it's very light.
I want to convince, look at that. It looks just like lipstick.
It does look like a lipstick. What are the instructions on how to use it? Or the directions,
I
guess.
I don't know which is which, but I'm sure that's
I'm
the
sure
same.
I'm sure this one is that.
Instructions. Apply tear stick to skin about 0.5 inches or 15 millimeters under the eye.
5 inches under the 5 inches under the eye? That's like your chin.
I said millimeters, didn't I?
Oh, I thought you said inches. Sorry.
I might have said inches.
I was like, so on your chin?
I don't know if there's evidence of that, what I said, if it was recorded.
Maybe, I don't know.
The natural temperature of the skin will warm the wax, releasing menthol vapors, causing real natural tears to form. Apply multiple layers for a stronger effect. Remove with soap and water or makeup remover, not for use in eyes. If eye irritation persists, seek medical advice or attention. Keep out of reach of children.
Scared. Okay.
Ingredients are menthol.
So if you rubbed your eyes,
ingredients
with this,
are everything that is not in native deodorant.
Okay. So we have two different versions of it. Do you want to do one and I do one?
Narrative Cosmetics. Okay. Well, I don't know that I know. From doing this, like what is
I'll put it on
what
you.
Is 0.5 inches and 50 minutes. And the other product I have
is,
before we get into it is Sweat and Tears. So I think this is,
it looks,
if you've
like
ever seen it in a TV show and it's like they show a character, like not that the tear coming down, but their tear is already there. I think this is like you kind of paint a tear on.
Yeah.
So we can also try that.
Okay. So do you want to go first or do you want me to go first? And I think we should give each other scenes to improv. Like I'll give you a monologue to say, like I'll tell you something to say. I'll give you a monologue to talk about.
Okay.
We'll just improv monologues here.
Okay.
An acting challenge, if you will.
Okay.
Do you want to go first?
You should obviously go first, right?
Putting it on you or putting it on me?
On you.
Oh, okay.
You're number one on the call sheet, dude.
Oh,
like,
brother. Okay. Well, we know that I already have the sniffles going down because, like, I'm always sniffling. So I'm nervous. I'm going to rub my eyes because, I don't know. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to put this 0.5 inch below my eye, like a stripe of it.
Yeah, I'd say like a dab or a stripe.
Oh, I'm nervous. I already feel like there's something in my eye today.
The instructions are different.
I feel like I'm going to touch my eyeball and actually, like, really get in... pain.
Just as approximately that distance under eye, it doesn't say to do a dab or a line.
Oh, geez. Okay. So like here, I can't really see.
You want me to do it to you?
No, I can do it. I'm just going to do a little bit like that.
Okay.
A little bit like that. Okay. And it's supposed to make real tears.
Yep. Okay. So you're four.
Oh, I can feel it.
You're 4 years old.
I'm 4 years old? Oh my God.
Wait,
can I be of normal age?
Nope. You're 4 years old. You're in a grocery store and you can't find your mommy.
God.
Ready?
Wait, hold on. I don't.
And I can be in it with you. I'm a stranger. I'm just like in the.
Oh, aisle. So it's not a monologue. It's a scene.
It can be a
Why
scene.
Why have to be four? That's creepy. Because I'm gonna have to like do a baby voice. It's like.
I don't make the rules.
I feel like it's not working enough. Should I put on more?
Yeah.
Okay. But I can tell it's going to work.
Oh really?
Okay.
Is it visible? Let me see your
face.
No,
it's not visible. I don't think.
No, I don't notice it at all.
I feel like my eyes feel wet a little bit. Not really, guys. I don't know if this. I don't think this is gonna work. This is not the stuff they used on Haters Back Off. The stuff they used on Haters Back Off.
Blue in your eye, right?
Yeah, they had this thing and they went like that into my eye.
They like blew fiberglass into your eye.
Okay, I feel my eyes burning a little bit. But it's not that bad.
It said for like a stronger effect, use more. So you can dump it on there if you want.
I think I can feel it. Okay. I don't know. Okay. Wait, what was the... I'm 4 years old and I lost my mommy at a grocery store?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. I don't feel like I'm going to cry. I don't know. Okay. I feel like... It, wait, hold on. Let me put on a little bit more. Okay. I'm going to put on a little... Because I don't think it's not really making me tear. Okay.
Okay.
I feel like it's not going to work. Okay. Maybe the other one's stronger. You'll try the other one.
Yes.
Here we go. I don't want to talk like a baby. It's so gross. Okay. I'm just going to talk like a normal human, I think. Don't you think it'd be weird if I was like, excuse me, soul?
You know what I mean? Don't think it would be. If like so, if you're crying.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. Wait. The only information you've given me is that I'm 4 years old and I'm lost in a grocery store.
And you've also lost a shoe. So you have one shoe. Can't find your mom in the grocery store. You're in specifically in the freezer aisle. So it's cold. It's cold in the aisle. It's cold. You can't find your mommy. You've lost your shoe. And you're just a dirty, dirty little child.
Excuse me, sir. I can't find my mommy.
Are you lost?
Well, I'm not lost, but my shoe is lost.
Oh.
I lost my shoe.
I see that you only have the one shoe.
And I'm crying because I'm just so sad from that. Can we do a normal person?
Did you have a lisp when you were four?
No, I was doing Can we do a normal person? Okay. I don't want to, because it's just so gross. I hate when adults talk like babies. It's like so gross to me. Like, okay. I'm cringing so hard, but I am crying. There is a tear. I can feel it.
Let me see.
Do you see?
Yeah. You're a little wet.
Okay.
Okay.
I can get more, but don't make me talk like a baby. It's like, I can't. Do you know what I'm talking about? When adults talk like babies, it's like so cringy to me. It like makes me want to throw up.
No one gave you that direction. That was your own.
You said I was 4 years old.
I said that, but I didn't give you direction. That was like your own artistic interpretation of the text.
Don't talk like me.
Okay. So now, do you want to be Colleen Ballinger?
No, give me anything. I just don't want to be a child because I don't want to have to talk like a baby.
Okay. You are, you're late for a meeting.
Okay.
With big business person.
Okay.
And you go out to your car, but you realize that, you've locked yourself out of your car and house and are stranded and you've lost your phone and it's nighttime.
God.
Okay. I'm leaving you.
Oh, are we Colleen and Eric now?
Oh, we're... What?
Are we... Who are we?
I was just picking this moment in time to tell you.
Don't joke about that. That would make me cry for real. I don't need no menthol for that.
Colleen.
Don't say that. I'll actually cry.
I'm leaving you.
Don't say that. Okay, so...
Today.
Stop.
Okay, so... I said that, hey, I got all three kids. Go take a minute to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You take the... car. You okay. drive to In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
You get up to the window
mm-hmm.
or the speaker.
Okay.
And you ask for...
It's usually a person, but okay.
Yeah, it's a person with their little iPad.
Yes.
And they say, sorry, we're out of animal style fries.
Okay.
Action.
Okay. I'm going to put on more tears.
Okay.
Okay. I'm actually really... this one's stronger.
Oh, did you put on the different one?
I put on the different one.
Okay.
Okay, this one's stronger.
Okay.
So this I'm here, actually, is this a monologue or is this, you're the food person. Oh my God.
Hi, would you like, what do you like today?
Just an order for animal style fries, please.
sorry, we are out of animal style fries.
What do you mean?
Oh, we ran out of the secret sauce for them. So we just have regular fries today. Would that be okay? Would you like anything else, a drink or like a burger?
No,
or?
I just want an animal self rice. Are you serious? Wait, I'm sorry. Am I misunderstanding you?
Oh, get it. Go to the camera. Tear rolling down. A genuine tear rolling down the nose.
I'm not done with the scene.
Standing ovation.
It burns.
I'm sorry, what burns? Ma'am, this is an In-N-Out. Are you okay? Do you need
help? This is the only thing I wanted today. And oh my God, it burns so bad.
I am blown away that you're just... I mean, if you weren't blinking so weird, I would totally be like, wow, she's such a good actress. How did she do that?
Oh my God, it burns so bad.
Okay, so now what if I was the director? This was for a show.
I can't open my eyes.
And now I say, all right, cut. So now you're just hanging out with the other actors on set. What would you...
I would say I need a makeup remover wipe immediately. I think my skin is burning. It feels like acid on my skin.
Can you open your eyes?
I really can't. It burns so...
Do you
want
to take a break to go wipe it off?
So bad.
All right, we're going to take a little break. Okay, we're going to take a break so you can go wipe it off.
Oh my God. I don't think I can walk. You're going to have to go get it. Okay. Makeup remover wipes are upstairs.
We're going to take a break so I can walk clean to...
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Okay, so we're back. It took me 5 minutes. It felt like my skin was burning off.
See, this is why I've never asked for it if I felt like I needed it, which has been like two times I can think of offhand, maybe one time, because I was scared that it would be that type of reaction.
It's bad love.
And I wouldn't be able to like be, you know what I mean?
I'm telling you, it is exactly the feeling I remember, but it was worse because you feel it on your skin. So your mind tells you, get this off your skin. It's going to burn it. Like it's not pleasant.
In most scenes, like when this that I've read or been a part of, it's not like the scene starts and the person's crying. It's like, you know, yeah. You're fine. And then you start crying.
Right.
Is how writers generally write those moments. Mm-hmm. So I guess it'd have to be like a separate coverage or something.
Well, it was painful and I'm excited for you to do it because you're a better actor than me. And you'll maybe actually act as opposed to just giggle through it. But before we get to you crying, which I'm very excited about, I want to say thanks to our next sponsor. Guys, I am stoked to talk about Third Love because I love Third Love. You guys know I love them. I talk about them all the time on here. I'm so grateful they keep coming back for more with me because I keep going back to
them
for more too.
They don't make me cry, that's for sure.
They don't make me cry either. You know, you guys know when you have that favorite clothing item or that favorite pair of shoes that just fits like a glove. It just fits perfect, feels perfect. That one thing you always put on because it looks good, feels good. You don't have to break it in. It was perfect from the moment you put it on. Well, for Third Love, it's their 24/7 classic t-shirt bra. That's my personal favorite from Third Love. I love the classic t-shirt bra. It's their number one bra for a reason. It offers unparalleled comfort thanks to every unique detail in its fit, style, function, and design. Loved and worn by millions of women, it doesn't pinch or dig. You won't want to take it off the moment you walk in the door. 24/7 t-shirt bra is designed to fit and form to your body because every detail has been made with ultimate comfort in mind. It's ultra thin. Memory foam cups give your boobs everyday comfort and support. Luxury straps that never slip. They're so smoothing, it looks invisible no matter what you wear. And they're available in cups A through I, including Third Love's exclusive half cups, which I didn't even know half cups were things until we started working with Third Love. And I found out when I started working with them.
You're always baking. I would assume that you knew what a half cup was.
Well, I never knew half cups existed with boobies. But they do. And for me, it's been really nice. I've been wearing nursing bras.
Boobies.
Tatas. for me, it's been nice because I have to wear like pumping bras 24/7 because I'm always pumping. So in the moments where I'm like, we're going to go out, I'm not going to wear a pumping bra. Like if we're going to go out, you know, to run an errand or something and I wear an actual bra, I hate wearing my pumping bras. And so it's nice.
I would say your third love t-shirt bra is more aesthetically.
Yeah.
trying to be delicate here.
Yeah. I understand.
Then the pumping one.
The pumping bras are not the cutest.
Not that it's for me. It's not for me.
Yeah. What do you mean it's not for you? Oh, the bras aren't for you.
A feminist here.
Oh, geez, Louise. Third Love does comfort so you can do you. Bras made by women for women to fit, feel, and look great. Their bras, underwear, activewear, and feel good in all day wear are designed to hug better, hold stronger, and support longer. Third Love obsesses over each stitch so you can feel comfortable and confident 24/7. This is my favorite part about Third Love is their little fitting room quiz. Mm-hmm. Did you know that your bra size can change 6+ times in your lifetime or... for me in a month. Are you one of the 80% of women wearing the wrong bra size? Third Love makes it easy to find a bra that actually fits with their fitting room quiz. The fitting room quiz is like a personal shopper, but better. It focuses on size, breast shape, current fit issues, and your personal style to find bras that are perfect for you. The fitting room has helped 18 million women find their true bra size, and you could be next. Love your fit, guaranteed. If not, exchanges and returns are free for 60 days. Third Love's team of expert fit stylists are available to answer all of your questions. Feeling is believing. Give your boobs the 24/7 comfort and support they deserve. Upgrade your bra today and get 20% off your first order today at thirdlove.com/relax. That's 20% off at thirdlove.com/relax. Okay, it is time for you to cry, love. So we're gonna put this on you.
Maybe I don't need it.
And I'm gonna give you a scene. Okay. Because
maybe I don't need it. Let's try it without.
Okay. So wait, but you have to try it eventually. You want to try it without
love,
it?
I am a professional.
Oh my God. Okay.
Actor.
So he's going to try to cry without it.
I'm a thespian.
Can I give you, but then you have to try it for solidarity.
Of course.
Because I did it.
Of course.
Is that the right word? Anyway. All right. You are leaving a voicemail for a loved one. Okay.
Yes.
Your best friend. You're leaving a voicemail for your best friend, letting your best friend know that you've actually been in love with them this whole time. And so this girl has been your best friend your whole life.
Okay.
And you're letting her know that you've been in love with her. And so you can never speak to her ever again, 'cause it's just too hard to be friends with her.
What's her name?
And also you accidentally, and you're the person who's been stealing all her scarves.
What's her name?
Lola.
Right. Lola, hey, it's Eric. Hey, listen, I just, this is so cringy.
Isn't it so hard?
Does it kind of look like I'm crying a little bit? Like,
no.
It's a little bit wet, right?
No, it's not. Here, let's try with the menthol. Maybe we'll be able to do it.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to put this menthol on you. Do you want a new scenario or the same one? I feel like a voicemail is better than trying to do a scene with me.
Whichever.
Okay. So we're going to put this on your eyeballs.
This is a strong one that you found?
Yeah, but it could have been the combination of the two, not like, because you know how I did both.
I already feel like.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, huh?
Yeah, it's weird. It's like that when you hurt your back, like I recently have.
Yeah.
It's like that menthol stuff.
The icy
like
hot,
it's like icy hot right under your eyes.
Yeah.
Interesting. It literally is. It's just icy hot. It's like a stick of icy hot.
It kind of feels like it, huh? Don't rub your eyes though, because if you get this in your eyes, I think it'll be very painful.
Is there a tear rolling down my face already? See, how would you
don't do? Okay. Rub your eyes. Okay. Does it hurt?
It doesn't hurt. It just feels like I put icy hot directly under my eyes.
Oh my God. It burned me. Okay. Go for it.
And then you have to act. Okay.
It's Lola.
She's going to pick up.
Hi, you've reached Lola. Leave a message. Beep.
Lola. Hey. It's Eric. How do I say this? Where do I start? I love you. I have always. Can this yeah, is visible? There are tears streaming down my face uncontrollably. See, this is why I would never.
But it burns, right? It kind of burns.
I've been trying to call you. I didn't want to text this. And just unprompted, you can't see them, but there are tears streaming down my face because I love you. And oh, by the way, all your scarves. I took all your scarves and I can never talk to you again.
I love the way you say scarves. Oh, man.
I want to.
Yeah, you can. See, he's got tears.
I don't. I mean, I feel like I look terrible, so I don't want people to see me. Brought close to this to the camera, but there are now I have snot. Why is it just snot and tears?
I know it's burning.
It's actually, it's just it is what icy hot under your eyes.
Yeah, it's icy hot under your eyes. But I don't see how you could act with that because it's distracting from being in the moment.
Does it? It looks like actual tears.
It really does.
But like, so you would have to be like, hey, if you want that shot of me crying, we're going to have to do it in a special, meaning like
the we only can thing
film
is
the scene and then you do isolated coverage, an isolated shot of that reaction. You couldn't.
Yeah, it's not
which I'm
good.
Sure must happen. And which honestly, if I, which honestly, if I was,
here.
And now I can't feel this part of my face.
Yeah.
And it's burning.
it's not good. I can't believe.
So now they say cut and we're just talking at the cast chairs. But like, which I would feel comfortable doing if it was my own Netflix show that I created and wrote. You know what I mean? But if I'm just a day hire, if I'm just a guest star, even if I'm a series regular, I don't know how comfortable.
Right.
I'd be like saying like, hey, to the director for this scene. I mean, maybe it's be cool. I'm sure people do it where you're just like, hey, dude, I can't. I don't know. If I don't get there, we should just use that stuff like for my close. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Is my face still on? Is it just can you see my skull? Is it just holes under my eyes and you see
it hurts that
like
bad,
actual
huh? It's really
skull?
Painful. But it does work. It really works.
I mean,
it's just really painful.
Is this? Oh
God! It's not good. anyway, we cried. We cried on the podcast. Eric cried.
Jesus.
I cried. I think you're sobbing. Oh, by the way, that's
you
a bad word
kidding,
for Flynn.
Man. Like it's no, but that's exactly what it is. It's like a stick of. I want to go that. Away. Like, how
we
much
might have to
on?
Pause.
No, you have to pause.
You have to pause.
No, you have to pause.
So now you know what it feels like to have that menthol tear stuff. It's horrible. I would never do it on set again. But we both cried, guys.
Yeah,
we did
I don't
it.
Know if that was like encouraged. Like, I don't know if I would now be like.
No, I would never.
Maybe
do
if
it.
I was really comfortable and like it was like I could have that kind of conversation. But also, like, you want to just be able to do it. But
yeah.
There is a function of your body to whereas when you are like nervous or your adrenaline's going that like even as much as you can be in a scene as an actor that like tears will just not come. It's a little bit like and I don't know how you would relate to this, but like being in a cold pool
mm-hmm.
as a man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like that. It's like there's shrinkage. There's mm-hmm. so like in that kind of like adrenaline state of like maybe filming a scene. There's like. Essentially shrinkage of the tear ducts. Like mm-hmm. it's like, it doesn't function in the same way you would think it would. And some people are great at it. Mm-hmm. Some people like can do that. And even I've never been like, I have had very sad things happen in my life, but mm-hmm. I've never been like, okay, I'll just think about that sad
no.
time. And then I don't know that it has to be situational to me to the actual scene. Like
yeah,
I have to be like, this is me. I'm this character in the scene. This is the circumstance of this character and it's real.
Right.
And that will allow me to get there emotionally, but I can't, I'm not the type of actor and some are, and some are great at it to be like, I'm going to think about my, you know,
the sad thing that happened
and that emotional come and I'll connect. You know what I mean? I've done that. I think once when I screen tested for a series regular in a show and it kind of worked, but I was uncontrollable.
Yeah.
And it's like so easy to psych yourself out of that space that it is not reliable.
Right.
This ice is reliable that your eyes will water.
Yeah.
Excessively.
But it's burning. So you can't think about anything. See, I thought.
It's going away sort of now. This is like 10 minutes later. But like, you know, when you film a scene, you have to do it like for 4 hours.
Yeah.
To do that for 4 hours. Sorry, I'm talking.
No, it's fine. I thought that's how you would cry is you think about something sad and awful that had happened in your life. And so the first time I had to cry, I tried that and it made me cry once. And then the next take, I couldn't get there again.
Right.
And so then I put myself in the actual situation of what Miranda was going through. And then I cried really easily, but trying to like, be like, oh, this thing of something really sad happening in your life or that has happened in your life didn't work for me. I had to like be in that situation and think of the full scenario because I'm just so method.
Yeah. It's
I'm just such a good actor.
Yeah. There's certainly lots of different techniques and teachers and books. And I have gone to acting school, both undergrad and conservatory. There's lots of different theories, but in the end, whatever works for you. And mm-hmm. if those sticks work for you, to be real in a scene and have fun and do it. Yeah, you know. I don't know that I could and would ever use that.
I wouldn't. What's you said earlier? You had stuff on your phone you wanted to talk about. What are these things you wanted to talk about?
Oh, I just said I was just like, I sometimes write down like little notes to myself. I wrote down that you have a fear, a phobia.
A phobia.
And I wanted you to explain it to me.
I have a fear of phobia?
No, you have a fear, like, and I would diagnose it as like an actual phobia of asking for the check.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you, I just noticed this. We haven't talked about it. I wondered if you could elaborate on like, why are you so terrified? Anytime we've ever gone to a restaurant, you say, can you ask for the check?
Yes.
As if like you are incapable of doing it physically or emotionally.
Correct.
Why is that?
So we went to a restaurant for the first time in 2 years.
An outdoor restaurant.
We were outside at a harbor late at night. And it was very overwhelming going to a restaurant in general, even though we were outside like on a deck, like fresh air and no one's wearing masks anymore. Everyone's like fine, but it's still really weird for me.
And we have little babies, so it's like we're in this like strange and the mandates have gone away. It's we're in this strange kind of position now where we still feel obligated to wear a mask. We were all doing this at the beginning of this thing for the safety of others, and me and you still are, but it's like for our babies. You know what I mean? Like, and so I don't know, it's all confusing and scary, but
we did go to a restaurant for the first time. And, cause we went on a date and it was lovely. But it was time to ask for the check. And I said, oh, we should ask for the check. And the waitress came up and she said, you guys need anything? And I went, nope. And then Eric said, can we get the check? And then he pointed out that like, this is how I always am. And yes.
To the waitress?
What? No, like, to, no, just to me. To the waitress? No, no, no. The waitress walked away. You made fun of me to me. I feel like I'm inconveniencing them. Mm-hmm. Or I'm like, cause it's after they've delivered your food, they aren't coming to the table to be like, all right, can I get you anything? It's always like a quick, like they're dropping food off somewhere else or they have other, you know, they have other tables. They've already given you your food. Basically their duties are done at that point in my mind. So they like, do you guys need anything? Like on their way to go do something else. And so I feel like I'm inconveniencing them from doing more important parts of their job by asking them for the check. Like,
but
I feel
like
I'm a
nuisance.
But if
you just get the check, then they're get paid and then they get to get a new table in there for more money. And
I'm just like so
they're done
afraid
with you.
They're going to be like mad at me
for asking for the check.
Yes. I'm afraid they're going
to be
upset with me.
I feel like this says a lot about you.
And I feel like they're going to like, I'm inconveniencing them or I think I'm more important than their other tables. Like they're going to be like, oh, this obviously I'm so busy. I have all these other tables. And this girl's like, oh, can I have my check now? Like, I don't know. I don't know why. It's the same thing with like, I hate phone calls. I won't call anyone. Like ordering pizza, ordering food. Like I would.
No, rather, you won't call anyone.
I will not call anyone. Like
with like all our kids now, like the amount of times we have to call doctor's offices.
I call the doctor's
things,
office a lot. You way do, more than you.
You do. Okay.
Not in a diggy way. Not in a diggy way. No, I didn't mean it in a diggy way. I meant it like, but I do well with that.
Like
no.
There are times when you're like, hey, can you call to make this appointment? And I'm like, sure. And I call and I make that appointment. And you're like, that's the hottest thing you've ever done.
Yeah.
It's like to make that doctor's appointment true. For that thing.
Yeah.
For kids.
Because
yeah.
You're doing it for me. So I don't have to.
You just,
yeah.
You reminded me.
I'm just afraid of, I don't know, inconveniencing people, I think is what I'm afraid of.
So you know, who's not afraid of inconveniencing people?
Who?
Our twin babies. And you just reminded me of another thing I had written down in my phone, which was just a thought that like our babies are Karens in a restaurant at all times. Meaning that like, they're fine. They're totally chill. They're having a good time with their girlfriends, like at a brunch, having white wine. And then when they decide they want something, they're just screaming.
Yeah.
And then they have to have it and they need it. Cause our babies are like really chill, but when they're hungry, they are hungry
right now.
And they want it now.
Yeah.
Why is it not? Like, it's like if they walked into a restaurant and before they have even ordered, they're like, why is the food not at my table?
I don't see it. Like, I see it like, you forgot about me. You forgot to feed me, mom. Like, that's how I hear it.
Oh, no, I don't see it as that. I see it as like,
I see it as they're like, oh my God, you're never going to feed me again.
I see that.
You put
like
me down and
like,
you're
I
never
feel like
gonna
they're at
again.
A restaurant and they're like, the waiter comes over and they're like, yeah, I don't know. They're like, we'll have the truffle aioli on the filet mignon. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The waiter's like, okay, great. They'll be right up. And they're like, why is it not here now? I asked you for it.
That's not how I
see
them.
Why is the truffle aioli filet mignon not at the table immediately? I just asked you for it. Sir, you literally just told me that's what you wanted. It's going to take the chef. Like, I don't care if it takes the chef 15 minutes. I want it on my table now. I have a round of golf coming up.
You're putting them at an adult expectation. They haven't learned that they have to wait for things. They think if they're hungry and they're not being fed, they'll never be fed again.
Well, I think our babies are Karens. I don't know.
Oh, my God. You know who's not a Karen?
Who's that?
Our next sponsor, which is Lumino.
Ooh, that sounds Lumino. Is that French? I didn't know you spoke French.
Lumino. You guys, we've talked a lot about dental health somehow on this podcast.
We're a big proponent of dental health here. Relax.
We really have, mm-hmm. between your wisdom teeth and your wisdom teeth and also your wisdom teeth. We talk a lot about,
a big thing to go through it.
Yeah. So we're very excited to be sponsored by Lumino because, of course, dental health is important to us here on Relax. And here's something I didn't know. 98% of oral bacteria are good for you. They're actually essential for your oral health. It turns out that the fact that all of the bacteria is bad, that's just a myth. And Lumino is busting that myth wide open, sister. They're busting it open. So you've started using Lumino. How's it made you feel?
On
your journey to better dental health?
Feels great. I'm going to keep using it. I'm wondering where I can get more and if there's like a product code for it. my favorite part about it is that the toothbrush they sent me is wooden.
I noticed that when we were on our trip and I was like, his toothbrush looks way cooler than mine.
I'm sure there's like a reason, but to me, I'm like, it makes me want to brush more just because I love
the look of it.
Yeah.
I need to get on the Lumino bandwagon over here. I'm going to join you.
And I've been using, their toothpaste and their mouthwash. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I look forward to it. It's making me want to be more active about my brushing.
Well, I know that you've been actively trying to be better about your dental health, which is why you started using Lumino and why you're inspiring me to try it out. Lumino makes toothpaste, mouthwash, and whitening that are totally new and a different approach for improving your oral health. They use purposeful and uncompromising ingredients like sea salt, aloe, and mm-hmm. coconut oils to clean and brighten your smile.
See, that's what I want in my mouth, not like weird chemicals.
Yeah. Who wants a weird chemical in their mouth?
Sea salt and aloe.
Come on now. Plus, everything they make is certified non-toxic. You won't find harsh chemicals or bleaches in any of Lumino's products. Everything is dentist formulated, backed by over 50 studies, and proven to protect the good bacteria, also known as the microbiome. You'll love Lumino whitening. It only takes 30 minutes to apply and brightens your smile with no sensitivity. Find Lumino on Amazon.com and get $7 off today. That's LUMINEUX. Remember, it's spelled with an X, so you can X out the harm. Lumino, dedicated to illuminating better ideas in oral care. Okay, everybody.
Okay, so for our last segment, we were going to talk about how the fact that the only TV show that we've mm-hmm. had the time to watch
is such a good TV show.
So it's
guys.
Like in the past
on Netflix.
4 months, we've only had one opportunity
this
to watch
is not
TV
sponsored.
Together. And and what we choose to watch in that first opportunity in months mm-hmm. is mind blowing to me that we chose to watch actively mm-hmm. a show where they just decide
if things are objects or cake.
Objects or cake.
Yes.
Like, and people, chefs make things mm-hmm. out of
like
cake to look like real life objects. You told me this, they got this from TikTok.
Well, I don't know if they got it from TikTok, but I've seen it on TikTok. I've seen people do this on TikTok where they like make things look like cake.
It's
and
yeah.
you have to guess and they cut into it. And it's like so impressive.
But that's
time.
How fried our brains are.
That's
we're
what
like,
we chose to watch.
We're going to watch. I just want to know if it's, you think that's a cake or it's not a cake.
We love it too. And we're like yelling at the TV. We're like
yelling at the TV. That's
obviously
a cake.
A cake.
I mean, it's just, it's so funny to me that that's how,
yeah.
I mean, no, I don't want to dislike the producers of the show or the people involved in it or like these amazingly talented chefs, but like that is, I feel like to me, the epitome of like just brain dead television. Just like,
oh no, there's like, so much talent that goes into that.
Yeah, of course. No, I just said that.
Yeah.
I literally like qualified to say, but still at the same time, it's not like you're watching for like this twisting plot of multiple characters and like, will they, won't they kind of a thing. Like, and this like, you know,
right.
Screenwriting, like award, like, I don't know, like any kind of thing like that. Like mm-hmm. you know, it's literally, it's just a cake or is it not cake?
Yeah.
It's, you know.
And it's fabulous. We binged it, the whole thing. I loved it.
And it's on par with all those other things. Those, like, you know,
better
like
than
Emmy winning limited series on HBO, or I don't know. You think that thing's cake? Like, it's like the same.
Is that a, is that a shell on the beach, or is it an actual just cake shell on the beach?
Well, we were going to talk about that. We've talked about it, but instead I want to hear the song you were talking about and teasing. So like, play me that song.
Well, it's not a full song. Well, so you have to
give me a little tease.
We're going to have to switch seats though, because then I'm going to have to be next where the mic I'm not holding.
That's fine.
We're switching seats. I literally.
So this is what it's like over here.
How do you like it?
I don't.
Okay. We'll see if I
can. Why do you want to hold the thing the whole time?
Hold what thing? I like it. I don't know. I like holding it better. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I wrote in like 2 seconds, and I think it could be way better. Lyrics, all of it. And you're a way better songwriter than me.
Are you okay?
What do you mean?
I know this isn't your good side. Oh.
Well, you know.
That's why you always insist on
saying it. Yeah, I do. Right? I think that's this side of my face is better than this side of my face. Do you have a good side?
I feel like this side is my better side. But
really?
Like,
and you sacrifice it for me?
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah.
I think you look perfect on both sides.
Thanks. You too.
So this song I wrote kind of about you and me, but I feel like it'd be a good song to go back and forth singing parts on.
Okay, I'll imagine that
and,
when you sing it.
But imagine it with completely different lyrics that are better than this and a better music. Okay? Because you're going to rewrite it to be better.
Okay. Do you want, while I listen to it, me to cry?
Sure, if you want to. Okay. Or you could just listen to it.
Okay. Let's go put this stuff on again. It still hurts, actually.
I know,
like, it still hurts. Like, I actually have a headache from it.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
This is about you and me.
Oh.
Okay. I love you and you love me. We have a happy family, but there's one argument that we have every single morning. I'm more tired than you. If you tell me you're tired, I'll tell you that I'm more tired than you. If you slept 3 hours, then I only slept 2.
Nice.
I'm more tired than you. If you think you're more tired, it's just not true. I'm more tired than you. You You woke up early. Well, I was up before you. See, it's, I think we're gonna. You woke up early. Well, I see. It doesn't work.
I was up late.
It has to rhyme with you. Ooh.
Oh no.
You woke up
rhyme
early.
With late.
I was up before you. Like that. Okay. You're not more tired than me. If you say you had a hard time falling asleep, well, you're not more tired than me. I didn't even sleep long enough to dream. But guess what, lovey? I think it's fine if we admit we're... Shoot, I keep messing it up. I just wrote it. But guess what, lovey? I think it's fine if we admit we're tired at the same time. Because in the back of my mind, I know that I'm more tired than you.
Oh, okay.
Something, you know what? Do you get the idea of it? I feel like it'd be cute if we were like going back and forth. So if I'm like, I slept 2 hours and you go, or I slept 3 hours, then you sing, but I only slept 2. Are you crying?
It made me cry.
Aw. But do you see what I'm saying? I think that'd be a funny song.
Yeah.
If like we went back and forth about how tired we were and who was more tired, and it just got more and more ridiculous, the things we were like one-upping each other with.
I love it. You are.
But I want you to write it. I want
so
you to write it
beautiful and perfect.
Better.
And I will say for the record, I am more tired than
I
you.
I could punch you in the face. That is Eric.
I know that I am.
You know that I'm still up.
Whenever I like pass
I still
out,
pump every
I'm like,
three
well,
hours.
This is where she's going to find my dead body, I guess.
You know that I still pump every 3 hours. You know that I still, okay, we're not going to get into that right now, but how about we're both just tired, okay?
Okay.
And I think that's the end of the song. Is that like we're both tired? Let's just say, oh, we're both so tired.
We are.
But whenever I say I'm tired, Eric has to tell me how he's more tired every time.
Well, I just want it validated, I guess.
You,
that
I know you're
that
tired.
I am also tired.
You are so tired. I know you're so tired. But can you write a better version of that, like on your guitar?
No, not better than you. No.
And then like I could use like a harmonica or something cute.
I'd like the idea of you doing harmonica mm-hmm. on a song with me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So let's write something like that together. But it was like right before the podcast started, I was like, oh, that'd be a cute little like ditty. And I played it wrong.
Hey,
what?
Fun episode. Mm-hmm. Fun date.
Fun date.
Thanks for hanging out with me.
Thanks for hanging out with me.
Hey, and to you listening, thanks for hanging out with us.
On our date night.
Listening to our date? That's weird.
I know. You're slowly creeping my hand up your thigh.
Yeah, okay, goodbye.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you to TJ, our producer, Chris, our producer. Thanks to Audio Boom for making this podcast happen. Thanks to the listeners for making this podcast happen.
Why are you giving a speech?
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.